Podcast.
5 minute things. Hello, that's my intro music. I thought long and hard about what kind of intro music to do, and that's what I decided upon. And there's no music to it, so if you wanted to look at all the notes and the crotchets and semi-quavers, I haven't got them written down, they're all in my head. But I'm sure any people who know music and are capable of reading and writing it would be more than able to scribe that all down on all that fancy music paper that music people have. Drawing those, what were they, big things called at the start, were they at the start and at the end? Like big things. It's very descriptive, isn't it? I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. And why did you dot crotchets? What did a dot do? A dotted crotchet. Semi-quaver. Anyway, that was the intro. It might change the next time because I winged it. But what I'm going to talk about now is bins. It's bin day today. Today they're taking the general waste. They're also taking glass and plastic. But not all plastic. Oh Christ, no. No, not all plastic. The recyclable stuff. I don't know what the recyclable stuff is. It's like PDPE or FDP or LMA. Or PS3. So I put those bins out. The bin men came in good time. Took it all away. Took it to wherever it goes. Not the tip, I presume. I presume they must take it to some kind of processing centre, mustn't they? Now, do they all go to one kind of central council branded processing centre and then it's distributed left, right and centre, depending on the type of thing that's being recycled. So they might have a big, like a big bin for all of the, they'll have it like do you have a potato picking? It was called potato picking in Lincolnshire, right? And what you'd do is you'd drive over, you'd have the farmer in the tractor, or the farmhand, or the tractor driver, I don't know, call them what you will, but you get the gist. Driving through a field full of potatoes, there were mounds, so they'd be very even, they'd be evenly spaced and lined up to the potato harvester and the tractor so the wheels could fit in between the ridges. And then the harvester would scoop them up and then they'd come out on like a conveyor belt. And then you, me as a farmhand, I wasn't that qualified. I was a farm scroat. I would sit on the back and I would take off green potatoes, put them in a bag, rocks, skulls, fish, anything that shouldn't be in there, you'd put in the middle and that would get turfed back on. But the green potatoes you'd put off in a separate bag because they didn't want them getting back into the field and growing into potatoes next year because they have obviously, farmers have a cycle, not like a menstrual cycle, but like a cycle of planting. One year they'll have potatoes, the next year they'll have potatoes again. Then the year after that they might have maybe potatoes, or I don't know, you get nitrogen, like clover, don't you? They put clover on and that kind of puts nitrogen into this nitrogen fixing plants. They're called something. What are they called? Because they have like nodules on the bottom, don't they, clover? I remember doing it at school or A-level or whatever. A-level was school, wasn't it? Second, what would it be? Grammar school. School, anyway. And then after that, I don't know what they'd do. Maybe put like wheat on it or something. I'm kind of guessing now. But they have these cycles and they even get money for leaving it fallow, don't they? That's exciting. It's nice to know that farmers get paid fuck all for leaving land fallow, isn't it? That's money for old rope, I would say. Although my farmer that I used to work for, he didn't have any rope, old or new. Generally, they use cabling for tying things together. Or that plastic strappy stuff. Or just twine. Just bog standard nylon twine. Or on some of the big bales, these big 6 foot bales, they'd wrap it all in a nylon netting. Yeah. Anyway, the end.